Ashley Babbitt on January 6th, 2021, about maybe an hour before she was shot and killed by Lieutenant Michael Byrd of the Capitol Hill Police. There is not a police department in the country that could justify that shooting. I'm very pleased. I've been through this lawsuit. If you saw the show earlier, we went through it in detail. A lawsuit organized, it looks like, by Judicial Watch. The great people at Judicial Watch has been filed. The estate of Ashley Babbitt and Aaron Babbitt, her widower, are the plaintiffs versus the United States of America. The complaint for assault, battery, negligence training, and wrongful death for $30 million. Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch. He was instrumental in putting this thing together. And Joe DiGenova joins us, the former U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. Gentlemen, welcome. Tom, bravo. I just think this is fantastic. And you guys, it looks to me like you did it the right way. Please tell us more.
You know, many of your viewers have seen the shooting of Babbitt. No normal police officer, no serious supervisor of law enforcement, or frankly, an honest politician, would conclude anything other than that was an unlawful shooting. There was no good reason to shoot Ashley Babbitt. It was wildly dangerous. And obviously, it resulted in the homicide of Ashley. And I tell you, the police dropped the ball there. And obviously, the U.S. government, which employs Mr. Byrd, I guess he's now a captain, still working there for the U.S. Capitol Police, needs to be held accountable here. It's a straightforward lawsuit in that regard. The claims that arise, it looks to me, as an lawyer, from this type of shooting that's so wildly outrageous, are really sensible, and it just follows that it's wrongful death, negligence, assault, battery, et cetera. And so the big question is how is the Biden administration and Congress going to deal with this terrible situation where Ashley was killed? Justice Department dropped the ball in terms of any serious criminal investigation of the Capitol Hill Police talking about negligent, refused to do anything administratively over this death, all of which were for political reasons, we know, because they didn't want anything to get in the way of their narrative about what January 6th was about, which was to use it to target Trump and his supporters. And the idea that a police officer wrongfully killed a Trump supporter went against that. But we're not afraid of what the politicians have set up here in Washington, D.C., and we've got this significant federal claim against the United States government.
There's a dynamite piece of new evidence in here that I have not seen before. But first, Joe, you're an experienced lawyer. You didn't file this thing. You're not with Judicial Watch. But your take, this seems very, very thorough and an airtight case to me.
Well, anything that Judicial Watch does will be thorough. I have always believed that the shooting of Ashley Babbitt was unjustified, that it was some of the worst law enforcement performance I have ever seen. Lieutenant Byrd should never have been kept on the force, in my opinion. I was the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. I oversaw the investigations of shooting by police officers. In a situation like this, Lieutenant Byrd never would have survived in the Metropolitan Police Department after an unjustified shooting like this, in my opinion. This is justice being carried out much, much longer than it should have been. And I want to congratulate Tom and everybody at Judicial Watch for bringing to closure one of the most disgraceful events in U.S. law enforcement history, and the cover-up by Pelosi and Schumer and the Capitol Police Force and the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, which was, let me just say this about my old office. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia is a disgrace. It's an embarrassment to federal law enforcement, and this was another example of why that office needs major revamping.
I didn't realize that Lieutenant Byrd was promoted, but here he is in that Lester Holt interview. Let's take a look.
I believe I showed the utmost courage on January 6th, and it's time for me to do that now.
All right. And he tells his story, but he leaves some things out. And he also says some things potentially incriminating. And I want to show from your lawsuit, full screen seven, if you don't mind. So about a minute after he shoots Ashley Babbitt, according to the lawsuit, he made the following radio call. And let's put that radio call up, a verbatim. We got shots fired in the lobby. We got shots fired in the lobby of the House chamber. Shots are being fired at us, and we're prepared to fire back at them. We have guns drawn. Please don't leave that end. Tom, this is after the shooting. He's saying this stuff. Tell us what that means.
He literally was the only person who fired a shot. He fired a shot at Ashley Babbitt. And he gets on the radio and puts out that information that was false and who knows what in terms of leading to the delay in the killing of Babbitt. I just can't, you know, I have to go back, Greg. When you look at that video, that he shot her is just so outrageous. It defies belief nothing had been done about it. And we're happy to do the lawsuit, but I am furious that the Justice Department, as Joe's pointed out, refused to do anything, either criminally or civilly. And the Capitol Police gave him a complete pass. Did you know they moved him to Andrews Air Force Base from a long period of time after this shooting?
I did,
because a police shooting investigation, they've seen them as citizens. We've seen plenty of police shooting investigation. None of the standards following a police shooting, especially of this nature, were followed for Byrd.
That was critical.
It's a legal thing that's been done related to that shooting in 3 years. It's crazy.
The whole Andrews Air Force Base thing, I think, was meant to, oh, look what we have to do to prevent MAGA from finding this guy. You know what I mean? That was for political optics. To me, that radio transmission just might be evidence of the initial steps at a cover-up, right, to kind of set up that. And I'm
no
so sorry I'm
it.
Out of time. I'm so sorry. We have
no
to,
doubt about it.
Yeah, it's incredible. I am so glad that you guys are out there. This had to be done very quickly, Joe. It's tough to sue the federal government, isn't it? Right. I mean, they got a million lawyers, but it does. People can win, right?
They not only can win. Judicial Watch and the Babbitt estate is going to win this lawsuit.
I love it. I love it. I am so impressed, Tom, and all your colleagues at Judicial Watch, and Aaron Babbitt, the husband of Ashley.
Many shapes. Don't forget her mom, Nikki.
Indeed.
She's seeking justice ever since. It's just terrible. And Biden out there pretending this didn't happen.
I knew it would not stand. I knew this would not stand, and I am so glad we're at this moment. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be right back.